And the power company has, and gas company, well, I don't think, telephone company, has, they call it a pea picker.
But the fire...
They, this has a
they
bucket on it.
They call the thing a pea picker, uh-huh. But they call the truck a snorkel truck.
That's separate. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And can you think of any others now? You've named pumper, ladder, light, snorkel.
Well, they have a rescue truck, too, that carries emergency equipment for trying to rescuing people. And with lights, has oxygen on it, mm-hmm. for resuscitating people. Plus a bunch of other equipment, axes and ropes and things like that.
All right, and then what about the cars that the officials of the fire department?
Well, they have just regular cars with lights on it, just mm-hmm. maybe two-door, four-door car, passenger cars. Radio equipped and with flashing lights.
Now, how about the police department? What kinds of vehicles would they have?
Well, they have mostly passenger cars and patrol cars mm-hmm. with radio and lights on it. They usually have the back seat is usually fenced in so that they can carry prisoners in it without them getting knocked in the head.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about a truck that is, you know, not really a truck, but more like a van. Is there any?
A Black Mirage for the police. They have one.
Oh, really? I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
now, what's that?
That's just a van with it's kind of a jail
uh-huh.
that they go out and pick up the people that are arrested and bring them to jail. Mm-hmm. Keep patrol cars from having to go to the station house or the jail to unload the passengers. Now, we don't have one out here in Decatur. Mm-hmm. The county has one, and Atlanta has one. Or two, and when they arrest somebody and they have to take them to jail, well, they just call for the paddy wagon, they call it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and get them and carry them to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than they stay on the beat.
All right. How about, I think that probably the Atlanta Police Department has the kind of aircraft that has the overhead.
Yeah, they have the helicopter. That patrols the city and helps them in the crime committed, the traffic problem, and so forth.
All right. What are some of the different kinds of natural disasters that might occur where the police or the fire department and the other, you know, groups like civil defense might be called in? What are some of the natural disasters?
Well, tornado, a big fire, a big explosion. That we have a gas escaping and hits a flame, a spark, and it blows up.
What are some of the other kinds of storms?
Well, a rainstorm, electrical storm they mm-hmm. have sometimes. Big
right.
windstorm.
We don't usually get this kind of damage, but people on the coast often get the
hurricanes.
All right. And And here we also have problems caused when it gets all iced over. What are those?
Ice storms.
All right.
Snowstorms. You hadn't been living down here long enough to have snowstorms. Getting
no,
a snowstorm.
No,
we had one.
I've been.
We had one about when was it? 5-6 years ago. You've been here since 70, but it's 68, I reckon it was. And cleaned out my pine tree there, and the one in the back.
Well, we were here during a real heavy ice storm.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really something. Do you have any, know of any negative names that people might use about firemen or policemen?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know that.
Maybe you know
cops
something
about and flat feet is police, and I think firemen have all been called firemen just